That was
38.
39 reports by Central Coast Water Board members. Let's see. Mr. Jeffries.
I did attend with some of the staff members the Hollister Water Treatment Plant dedication, and I was extremely impressed. Mr. Packard and some of the other staff was there. With the facilities, we took a tour of the facilities. I think they've done a real good job putting that together. They were ahead of time of their schedule, and it was below budget. And I think we really need to acknowledge that to them. And I know there's two items on the agenda for tomorrow, so I hope that if there's anybody from City of Hollister that we acknowledge how well they did.
Okay.
Well, I think that's nice, but, you know, they had to be beat with a stick to get there.
I was going to say, Russ, do you forget that board meeting when we went on way into the wee hours of the morning trying to figure out how to encourage them?
Well, but you have to remember that things have changed over that period of time. The city council was there at that time, is not there now. The city manager was there at that time, is not the city manager. Well,
we had something to do with that.
Well, I think we had a little persuasion when you doubled the fine.
Yeah.
I second that.
Yeah.
And so consequently, but I think that, you know, giving all consideration of what they went through, and their city council took a bath with their constituents over the extra cost, I feel that, you know, just what I heard that day that I was there and some of the people I've talked to in between now feels that it's a worthwhile project. It was just getting to that point, and there was a lot of misinformation given to the local citizens that consequently deterred the issue, and the leadership, I don't feel, was justified in their actions, the leadership at that particular time. And I think we kind of took them to task over that particular thing. But I think the end results is what we wanted. And I think for the citizens of Hollister and, of course, the citizens of California, the idea was to clean up the water, and that's what it's going to do with this very elaborate tertiary treatment plant that they have in Hollister. But I think it's... we should still acknowledge for the people that took the hit and pushed ahead to make this possible. And we gave them some additional time to make this happen. And sure, I think the persuasion, Mr. Shellcross is actually right. You know, we had a lot of discussion over this and a lot of meetings and so forth, but not as many as we've had over some of the other issues that we've dealt with in the past. But the end results, I think, is I can say that I've seen something completed during my 15-year tenure on this board. Right. And it's been a long continued problem in the city of Hollister, and it's going to help correct some of their groundwater problems that they have there.
Well, we will acknowledge them.
All right, we'll do it, but I won't like it.
You know, I've always felt when somebody does something wrong, it's nice to tell them that they've done something wrong.
Right.
But when they've done something good, it's also good to acknowledge something that has been done right.
Yeah.
So it's a two-way street.
We'll be glad to do it.
Absolutely. Good.
Right. Okay.
But I did represent the board on that dedication.
Okay. Any other reports? I know we went to the WQCC. Do we need to report to each other about that? I guess to those that weren't there. What's that?
I don't need to hear it.
You don't need to hear it. Okay.
I did send out the links to the materials for the WQCC that the State Board provided after the fact.
I would add that although I didn't get to stay for the second day and I missed the LID portion, I'm just glad to see that our efforts in that direction are consistent and leading the way in certain ways for an issue that's coming up across many different state agencies. And that's very exciting to see, because the opportunity to coordinate and fully utilize not only the authority of these agencies to really begin to marshal the best and effective, most efficient ways of implementing these changes. That's when people, you know, see the benefit. When we hit them one at a time, one agency at a time, one rule at a time, it's very frustrating. So it's very exciting to see that kind of coordination going on, and we're in the middle of it, and that's really important.
And I think it's also with that issue, it helps to, you know, educate the rest of the state board and the other regions that this is not just a, you know, boutique type item, but it's somewhat mainstream. Because, you know, we're dealing with that in some of our permits right now, where we're trying to persuade entities that they should be doing it. So, I mean, it was good that Roger helped with that presentation.
Which was based on the work that Michael Thomas has been doing with the Coastal Commission and the other cooperating agencies in developing that statewide educational program.
Yeah. Very good. Any other reports?
From the board.
From the board? Okay.
By the way, I did, speaking of reports from the board, at the break, I had a phone message from earlier this morning from Dr. Gary Wolf from the State Board, and he was expressing his, what's the word? Not sorrow, but
regret.
That's it.
Yeah, again.
That he couldn't make it. I guess he had flight problems.
Yeah. Oh, fog.
He was trying.